Quinn, like other Republicans, has some differing opinions than does Colonel Maness about our president, unless something really has changed over the last few days. Good morning, Quinn Hillier.
Good morning, Jim. How you doing?
Doing well. Quinn joining us from Alabama, where he was a congressional candidate a few years ago, and he, of course, will always have Louisiana roots. That's where it all began, and he's still a frequent visitor to his home state. Despite the fact that 84% of Republicans, according to a Quinnipiac poll, support the president, you're not in that camp. Why not?
Because he is a menace to society. How's that?
Wow.
If you listed, you could list 25, 30, 35 different things that he has said and done just in the last 2 years, take his name off of it, go back in time 3 years and say, if a candidate or a president did X, would you ever consider supporting that person? And 90% of Republicans would have said no. And yet, those are things that Donald Trump has said and done. And this Russia stuff is really, really serious. The Trumps have a 30-year record of seeking business in Russia, even before the Berlin Wall fell, before the Soviet Union collapsed. They have a long, long record of association and business dealings with people related to the Russian mafia. And Trump has, at least for 10 years, said just bizarrely complimentary things about this thug, Putin. For 9 years, as of 9 years ago, his son was saying that the bulk of our income right now comes from Russia. And now you've got the son, the son-in-law, and the campaign manager all accepting a meeting that they thought involved, quote, part of Russia and its government's attempt to help your father's campaign. Now, that means they accepted a meeting that they thought was a Kremlin-related meeting. That's unbelievable, mind-boggling, and inexcusable. And I'll stop there for now.
All right. 877-217-5757 is your number. Locally, 297-5633 in Baton Rouge, and you can send us an email at talk@talklouisiana.org. Quinn Hillier, who is a Republican who generally supports Republican presidents, I don't know of one he hasn't supported prior to this one. You were not on the Trump train during the campaign. You never were supportive of him. So I find maybe the strident nature of your comments more than expected, but I'm not surprised that you're not with Donald Trump now. But what about those who have been with him, like Charles Krauthammer, who now has misgivings? Is that going to be a trend, or is Krauthammer an outlier?
Krauthammer's not an outlier. Krauthammer looks at the facts. Look, I just recounted a whole series of facts, of known facts. Krauthammer, even looking at the same facts, up until this last revelation, said that there was no evidence of attempted collusion, et cetera. And you know what? On the radio, I have said twice in the last month, until this latest meeting came up, that while I thought very ill of Trump and very ill of his policies toward Russia, and I expected there might be some business ties, I did not expect them to find actual attempted campaign collusion of this sort with Russia. So I did not expect it either. But what I saw and clearly what Krauthammer saw, goes so far beyond the pale that people, I don't understand why people don't understand. When someone like Krauthammer says, wait a minute, this is of a magnitude beyond anything that has come close to being proved before. I was an opposition researcher. Before I was a journalist, I was a campaign oppo researcher. If you had come to me at any time and said, I have info to help your campaign brought to you by somebody connected with the Kremlin, I would have gone to the FBI in 2 seconds flat. This is outrageous.
There are very few, if any, Republicans on Capitol Hill saying anything close to what you're saying. Will that change?
It might. Look, the word overnight is that it turns out there were more people in the meeting. I'm just looking at the headline, so I can't tell if it's two new people being talked about or one new person being talked about. But a registered lobbyist for the Russian government or for Russian interests connected to the state was in that meeting, and it's either the same person or yet a different person, somebody known to be connected to Russian intelligence was at that meeting. I'm not sure if they're the same people. This gets worse and worse all the time. This wasn't just some lawyer. This was a lawyer accompanied by somebody else who had official connections with the Russian government. When is this going to end?
Yesterday in France, in Paris, the president said that he thought that most anybody would take that meeting if they were running for president.
That's flat out false. Matthew Dowd, who is, he's not the most conservative of guys, but is a longtime former moderate GOP operative who has worked on campaigns for something like four different Republican presidents or presidential nominees, said, and I agree with him, that he has checked with people he worked with in every single campaign, and not a single one of them would have taken a meeting with somebody that was advertised to them as being connected to efforts of the Kremlin. I repeat, efforts of the Kremlin. Quote, part of Russia and its government's attempts to help your campaign. If you had said people were saying on January 25th that Russia and Trump campaign had at least attempted to collude, and the Trump people all said, no, 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 we never met with any Russians. As a matter of fact, Donald Trump has had to change his story. Donald Trump Jr. has had to change his story 7 times about what he has and hasn't done with relation to meetings with Russians. This is serious.
Okay, a question online at talk@talklouisiana.org. Should Jared Kushner, advisor to the president and son-in-law, should he resign his post in the White House?
It's starting to look at it. The news today is unlike Jeff Sessions, who had to revise his security document one time for one highly explainable meeting, Jared Kushner has now had to revise his security clearance documents 100 times or over 100 different incidents of meetings with foreign officials who he somehow forgot to include on his original security document. This is a man who literally has been given the single biggest issue portfolio in the White House. Yes, he could resign.
Is there any way that any one of them would say some of the things that you've been saying over the last few minutes?
Not yet, but one or two more revelations and they might. Look, if this, as the Weekly Standard pointed out today, if this is the kind of stuff that has come out just by virtue of journalistic work, imagine what could come out with Robert Mueller's investigation and having subpoena power. I am starting to believe, you know, the old expression that there are more shoes to drop. I am starting to believe that there might be an entire Imelda Marcos closet full of shoes that will drop.
877-217-5757 and talk at talklouisiana.org. Here's an email from Thomas. He says, as a Republican who is worried about the Trump presidency, is there any chance we can run a different candidate in 2020? Assuming he lasts that long, I'm seriously afraid his base will remain strong and he will be able to win another election, assuming the Democrats remain as divided as they are. How can another candidate be fielded against him? Will the leadership remain with him? Quinn?
That's way too early to tell. Way too early. I mean, the assumption of the email, as it said, is that somehow Trump survives that long. If he survives that long, he will be the overwhelming favorite because incumbent presidents just don't tend to get beat in their own party primary, although it's come close to happening a couple of times. But I don't know. I mean, you would have to see three more years of developments before you could, or at least 2.5 more years of developments before you could see that. It's a good question, though. I mean, it's a very good question, and I certainly would hope that somebody else could step up.
Now, appears to be no movement for him to resign, and it's not in his DNA to quit. That may be his most redeeming quality, is that he is tenacious, and he's not a quitter, and my guess is that he will not resign unless he absolutely has to. But you have predicted that will happen. What would have to happen for him to say, look, I've got to give up the ghost?
Well, it's interesting. On his plane the other day, he already started to change his story about whether he knew about this meeting involving his son, his son-in-law, and his campaign manager. He had earlier said, well, he and the White House had said, well, I was never told about this meeting. On the plane, he said, well, I don't know. I might have been told about it. Look, if he knew about that meeting, it even gets worse. And remember that the 2 days before the meeting, but 4 days after the email, he suddenly started making a campaign issue of Hillary Clinton's emails and talking about Russia and Hillary Clinton. It was a very sudden shift. It was a very sudden shift. And, I mean, the timing is just very suspicious. And if he knew about this meeting and he approved this meeting, then every single thing that he has said for the last 8 months about, completely denying that his campaign had any connection with attempts by Russia to influence the election, everything he said turns into a lie.
Doug in Lafayette. Doug, good morning. You're on the air with Quinn Hillier. Welcome to Talk Louisiana.
Thank you, sir, and also to your guest. I kind of try to give a little brief picture of why I myself, because a lot of people wonder how in the world can we be so loyal, you know, or in favor of Donald Trump after all of the, you know, missteps. And let me just say, as a black conservative, try to explain to people how in the world some people could, or like myself, could vote for him. It was a matter of self-preservation. There's like a slaughtering going on in the black community, black people killing each other. The only way we can protect ourselves is to have our First Amendment right to arm ourselves, our Second Amendment right to protect ourselves. And Hillary Clinton was so busy stripping people of that right if I'm going to be able to protect myself against the slaughter going on in my community, I need to be on.
All right. I don't think Hillary Clinton was going to take your guns away, Doug, but Doug's sentiments are not exclusive to him, Quinn. And as I stated, I bet if you were to run the election over in the 11 SEC states, Hillary might carry Florida, but every other one would go to Donald Trump today.
Look, I actually agree with the caller. Hillary Clinton wanted to take guns away. I think that was obvious. It was clear. She was to the left of Bernie Sanders on guns. And what I'm saying now is not to question the people who, in a bad choice between Trump and Clinton, voted for Trump. Now, I didn't. I actually wrote in the name of Mike Pence for president and Jeff Sessions for vice president. But I can certainly understand when those are your two choices, voting for Trump. What I am saying, though, is if you took things that Trump has said and done over the past 2 years and took his name off of it, there is no way that you could defend it. And so what I don't understand is now that he's president, forget Hillary Clinton. She's not in the picture anymore. Now that he's president, why are people still defending him, still defending unconscionable statements and actions? That's what I don't understand.
All right. Can he get 50 votes for repealing and replacing the Affordable Care Act?
It's going to be tough. Well, it's not him. He's actually making it harder to get the votes. I mean, when you have a White House ceremony celebrating the House passage of their version of Obamacare replacements and say it's the greatest thing since sliced bread, and then 3 weeks later call it mean, and a piece of bleep, then nobody can trust you anymore to support them when you have shown that you will turn around in 2 weeks and completely contradict yourself and completely stab your supporters in the back. So he has made it infinitely harder to repeal and replace Obamacare. If they do it, it will be despite Trump, not because of him.
My guess, though, is that every Southern Republican will vote with him and the Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who is a Southern Republican, but Bill Cassidy and John Kennedy are unlikely to vote in any way the president would not like.
I don't think it has anything to do with the president. It has to do with whether or not this is a good way to repeal or replace Obamacare. And I don't think the president comes into the calculation. I really don't. He's irrelevant.
Well, he won Louisiana by 400,000 votes. I don't know that I would say that's irrelevant. But, Quinn, thanks for joining us, and thanks for giving us your A game. You obviously didn't hold back. We appreciate it. Thanks for your candor.
Thank you, Jim.